I had not taken acid for 12 years. But one night last summer I did. I was adrift in a bar room, acting like a jerk and a kid. I knew we were asking for trouble, and trouble was what we would get. Five of us dropped in the girls' room, psychedelicized insane quintet. Well, that bathroom got crowded in no time. Our minds were all blown in one flash. Everyone in there got ugly. We exited out of there fast. Back in the bar, we were happy. No problem, feel great. Back in the bar, we were fine. Till Johnny turned into a Nazi. And Mary threw up all her wine. Well, in no time we all were ejected. Soon we were out on the street. The sidewalk began to perspire. We had glass and dog shit at our feet. We went over to Mary's apartment to listen to the Grateful Dead. On the way there we lost Johnny. He had opted for Bellevue instead. Boy, I'm really glad you talked me into doing this. Really having a ball. Yeah, I know that my hair is on fire. Your face is melting. Did you know that? I don't know where the Ravi Shankar tape is. Well, I had to get out of that city. Bobby was bringing me down. Me and my darling young Susie said so long and drove out of town. Driving on acid is easy. Driving on acid's a breeze. Just keep the car on the highway. Don't laugh and don't fart and don't sneeze. Well, we got to my house in the country. Yeah, the country, I like this. The trees were all throbbing and green. Susie was sure she had cancer. I was sure I was James Dean. We went down to the lake to go swimming. Down to the lake for a swim. Susie said water cures cancer. I asked her to please call me Jim. Yes, acid is usually dangerous. The mild mannered can quickly turn mean. LSD can surely derange us. Unless you possess Thorazine. So the next time you want to go out there, when you feel like feeding your head, think twice before dropping acid. Hold out for mushrooms instead.